Hello, everyone. I'm your host, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader, and I welcome you to episode 226 of The Walking Leader podcast. I created The Walking Leader podcast with the understanding and intent that it was to be used as an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. And now, without delay, let's get this episode started. And welcome again to this episode, Self-Leadership and Accountability. And as always, let's go ahead and start off, what is self-leadership? Based on taking the initiative and being a proactive self-leader is intentionally influencing your thinkings and actions towards your own objectives and goals. Whether it be professional or personal or both, you must take that first, second, and third step to achieving those objectives and goals. It all begins and ends with you as the individual, as the self-leader. Accountability. Now, the definition of accountability is the fact or condition of being accountable, responsibility. However, and it kind of goes a little further in Wikipedia, at wikipedia.org, accountability in terms of ethics and governance is equated with answerability, blameworthiness, liability, and the expectation of account giving. As in an aspect of governance, it has been central to discussions related to problems in the public sector, nonprofit, and private individual context. So it's kind of a broad ranging, but again, it also more of like, well, points the finger. It points the finger at yourself as a self-leader, as the individual, and it points the finger at the organization in a more of a broader sense. But either way, accountability is crucial. It's critical to building, creating, maintaining, and sustaining you as a self-leader. Without it, what's the point? Why get started if you're not going to hold yourself accountable long before you even think about holding others accountable? With that being said, as a leader at any level, in any field, it is not only important to hold others accountable, but as a self-leader, as I said, to hold yourself accountable first and foremost. Seriously, think about this. How do you feel when a manager is all about the, quote, do as I say, not as I do, end quote, mindset? That mindset of do as I say, not as I do. And their way of doing things are based on that, where they're going to say, well, I'm the manager, and this is, I get to do this, you don't. I get to behave in this manner, you don't, you're not. And that mindset leads to a lot of problems, and I guarantee you that mindset probably ranks pretty high in those organizations, why they're having trouble filling positions. We hear that there's a lot of vacancies, a lot of positions, but nobody wants to work, and because individuals left. And was it because there's that do as I say, not as I do mindset mentality in the workplace by the mid-managers, by managers at any level? It happens, especially with first-time managers. It's easy to fall into that. And to tell you the truth, I can honestly say that I felt like, hey, who was the brainiac that thought it was a great idea to give this individual a management position, let alone attempt at leading others? I've had several. I mean, right off the top of my head, I can name them. And I'm not going to name them here, again, to protect the guilty. But we've all experienced it. I know I'm not alone with this. I know that anyone that's ever worked in any position, in any capacity, for any length of time, has certainly encountered at least one of those do as I say, not as I do individuals. They're out there. Folks, please do not ever become one of those individuals. If you're just starting out, future leaders, don't become one of those do as I say, not as I do. It's easy for it to happen. That power corrupts, absolutely. But recognize that do as I say, not as I do is not going to get the job done. It's not going to keep followers, and it's certainly not going to recruit followers. So if you find yourself on track to becoming one of those do as I say, not as I do individuals, stop right there. Just stop yourself right there. And now, again, this is to those current leaders, those individuals that are already one of those do as I say, not as I do. Sadly, I feel it is too late for you. And I'm just going to leave it at that. It's just too late. See, my job on this podcast is to share with you how to, first, hold yourself accountable. Before you can start holding others accountable, you have to take the reins and hold yourself accountable first. You have to be that self-leader. So for self-leaders to hold yourself accountable, that means that you have to have a few things under control. You have to know these few things. What are you trying to accomplish? Why are you trying to accomplish what you're wanting to accomplish? Who will benefit from what you're trying to accomplish? And when will you accomplish this by? They're all great questions. What are you trying to accomplish? Why are you trying to accomplish this? Who's going to benefit from this? And of course, when is this going to be done? And then, guess what? Once you can answer those questions, you firmly have that under control, then do the following. Now, this is a minimum, and this can be greatly expanded upon. It really, truly can. But I'm just going to share with you a minimum, something to get you started, something to get your mind going. First thing, you ask yourself, are you prepared to work on accomplishing this thing that you want to accomplish? And this is usually shaped in the form of a goal. And of course, as with all goals, write it down. Because if it's in your mind, it's not tangible. When it's written, it's tangible. You can hold it. It becomes an action item. It's something you can take care of, something you can do about it. Next, set a timeline to accomplish the goal. Set a realistic, well thought out, well planned, written timeline. Again, write it out. You know, if the thing is, and my go-to example is $1 million. Well, okay, great, you know, but right now you have $10. How are you going to go from 10 to a million? You got to write out that plan, write out the goals, and realistically say, you know what, it's not going to be overnight. Can I do it in 6 months? Probably not. Can I do it in a year? Well, crazier things have happened, maybe. Can I do it in 2 years? That's more feasible. That's reasonable. So, again, create that timeline and then create a list of what you need to do to accomplish within that timeline. Use a little backward planning. You know, at the end of the timeline, it's $1 million in the bank. But the day before that, it's probably $999,999. Add one more dollar. And so on, all the way you get back to today to the $10 in your pocket. And as you're going through that process, track your progress. You got to be tracking your progress. And then you finish. And you're there, $1 million in your bank. Excellent. Congratulations. Kudos to you. But it's the track your progress where the accountability really, truly takes place. It's when you are tracking your progress that you are realistically and truthfully noting down what is happening, what has happened, what the positive stuff that happened, what is the negative that has happened, and what is making progress easy and what is slowing you down. And again, you have to be realistic and truthful to yourself. And when you're tracking that progress, and to completely achieve what you want to accomplish, you will need to be truthful, as I said. You'll need to be authentic. You'll need to be genuine, not with anybody on the outside. No, we're not worried about them right now. You have to be all of that to yourself. If you can't be truthful to yourself, if you can't be genuine and authentic to yourself, then you got a lot more work to do. And there are professionals out there that can help you with that. But you have to be truthful to yourself. I'm not talking about your private self. I'm talking about your inner self. Again, we have those three lives that we live, that public life that everybody sees, that private life, that life we have at home that our family members or those of us that are close to us know. And we're talking about the people that live with you now. And then there's your inner self. That's the story you tell yourself. That's the life you live. That's the deep, dark secrets that no one's ever going to know. That life right there. That's the one you have to be truthful to. That's the one you have to be authentic and genuine to. Fail that, you failed yourself, you failed everything, and don't even bother. Speaking of failures, when identifying failures in the process or incompletes or stalls or stops, you have no choice but to come to a grinding halt with any forward progress, if there is any, and determine what is causing the stoppage or the failure or the shortcomings. And when you're doing that, again, being truthful to yourself, you cannot pull any punches. Now, don't dwell on the cause or point fingers. Then again, it's just you, so really the only finger pointing is pointing at yourself. So that's already out of the way. You've already taken care of that. But don't point to outsiders. It's you're the one that's doing this. You're the one that's acting. You're the one that's performing. You're the one that's delivering. You're the one that's doing it. No one else is. Again, remember, your inner self. So again, determine that cause. That's where you start beginning to get it under control. That's where you start realizing, hey, I cannot continue to that $100 or to that $1 million goal until I've taken care of this, until I've addressed this, until I realize that I have to be doing this every day, whatever this is, whatever X is, you have to do it every day. And then you can pick back up and continue on your way to achieving that goal of $1 million in the bank, if that's your goal. You want to write a book? Again, the same thing. It all begins with the first word, but it must continue on to the second, third, first chapter, first, second chapter, and so on until you're done with the book. But it all has to be done. There's no shortcuts. You have to do it. So why should you and all leaders be holding themselves accountable? Or when, actually, when? We got the why out of the way. But when should you be holding yourself yourself accountable? Always. Under all circumstances and situations and circumstances, the longer you hold yourself accountable, the easier it becomes to hold others accountable. See, first timers, it's going to be difficult if you've never held anybody accountable. You never called somebody on their issues. It's going to be difficult. However, because you are already familiar with what accountability means, as it applies to you, and how you're applying it to others becomes easy. Because you have a point of reference, you have a source, you're not going through the motion, you've been there with yourself. And folks, people say we are our own worst critics, right? Ourselves, we are our own worst critics. Well, that's part of being accountable to yourself. If you cannot criticize yourself, if you cannot take the criticism you give yourself, if you cannot learn from that criticism and grow from that criticism and act upon that criticism, then I guarantee you, you are not ready to give it to others. You're not ready to share, hey, look, here's what you did, here's what you failed to do, and what are you going to do to get this under control? If you can't do that to yourself, you're not ready to do it to anybody else, and do not kid yourself. It begins with you. So first-time leaders, please, please be mindful of when and how you're holding others accountable. Don't overdo it. Do not overdo it. And most of all, use some tact, decorum, empathy. And most of all, use lots and lots of patience and understanding. Because if all you know is to be put down right away, well, guess what? That's not going to work. That's not going to work. That's what's actually going to cause people to leave the organization, because they don't understand these new employees now in this 21st century. You know, it doesn't matter. All along, every employee wants to be respected. Everybody wants to be treated as a valuable member of the team. But they also understand that with it comes accountability. And if they are not prepared to receive the notification that there's an issue, if they're not prepared to receive the criticism, if they are not prepared to receive any kind of feedback, then really they have their own issues they have to deal with. Yes. But again, you as a leader, you as a manager, you as a first-time person out there in front of leading others, if you yourself are not prepared, you're not prepared to lead. Because you have to look at it, each situation. You have to look at each situation, each individual separately. And that's how, well, I'm not even going to say you can master holding yourself accountable, because no, there is no mastery to accountability. There never has been, there never will be, and if anybody tells you different, they're lying to you. I dare you to challenge me on that, because again, you can never master holding yourself or others accountable. You do not. You cannot do it. It's one of those things that you have to work at all the time. Why? Because as I mentioned, every situation you encounter will be different. Every individual you deal with will be different. You growing into the self-leadership role are not going to be the same person you were a year ago. I know I'm not. I'm not the same person I was at 2019 and then 2020 and the pandemic and all of that changed everything, because it changes us. We had to adapt. We had to change. We had to overcome. And we're on the other side of it. It's not over, but we're on the other side of it now. So what does that say? It says there's no cookie cutter approach. There is no cookie cutter approach. What there is the need to always hold yourself accountable, is the need to hold others accountable only when you successfully can hold yourself accountable. I never said master. I said successfully hold yourself accountable, where you're not pulling any punches with yourself. You're not taking any shortcuts with yourself. makes it that much easier not to pull any punches with anybody else. And, again, it gets the job done. Because, again, you're coming at it from a place of experience and understanding where others might not have it at all. And that's why it's important as a self-leader to hold yourself accountable first, way before you even think about holding others accountable. Well, folks, we have reached the end of this episode. And as always, I ask for your feedback on this episode and all the past episodes. Let me know what you think, or if you have any comments, questions, concerns, please email me, dave@daveguerra.com, or tweet me at Twitter, at Dave Guerra. Or, you know what, you can leave me a voicemail at the Walking Leader Hotline at 956-720-0060. And you've been listening to the Walking Leader Podcast with me, David Guerra, United States Army veteran and author of The Walking Leader. I invite you to come back next time where we continue taking our steps on our walking leader journey to becoming, well, great followers and even better leaders. And remember, we must always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.